Unit 11.
I've broken my arm. Section B.
1. When these accidents happen, what do you need to do? Put the treatments in order.
2A. Listen to the school nurse. Check the accidents you hear.
Hello, Nurse Lim. You look tired.
Yes. Today was a busy day in the clinic. 10 students had problems today.
10? Hopefully not serious?
Well, one, yes, but mostly small things. First, someone fainted in the hot sun.
Oh, did they fall down?
No, the teacher caught her and took her to the clinic. First, I took her temperature, then I told her to rest. Next, another student had an allergy attack. She was having trouble breathing. I let her rest here for a while until she felt better. Then I called her parents.
That must have been scary. What else happened?
Well, someone had a nosebleed. That was easy to treat. He put his head back first, and later I cleaned him up and told him to change his shirt.
Good. I'm sure it had blood on it. And you said that something serious happened.
Yes. A boy got hit in the head with a baseball bat. It cut his forehead badly. Because it was his head, it was important to call an ambulance first. At the hospital, he had an x-ray.
I hope he's okay.
Yes, he hasn't broken any bones, but they had to stitch up his forehead. He needed 10 stitches, poor Ken.
And a medical certificate for tomorrow, I'm sure.
2B. Listen again. Write the letter of each treatment next to the accident in the chart above.
2C. Pair work. Imagine you have one of the accidents in 2A. Tell your partner what happened.
I fell over and hurt my knee badly today. First, the cut was cleaned. Next, the doctor gave me some medicine and put a bandage on it. After that, I was told to rest and not to walk around too much.
3A. Read the school nurse's medical report for one day. Underline the first treatment used for each accident. Circle the second treatment used. Accident report for Monday, October 12th. 8:12. Xiegang fell down and cut his knee. As it wasn't very serious, I cleaned it up and then put medicine on it. Later, he went back to class with a clean pair of trousers from the clinic. 12:45. Wang Miao choked on a peanut. She was eating her lunch when it happened. First, a doctor was called, and then her mother was asked to come to school. The peanut was safely removed by the doctor. Wang Miao's mother arrived at the school 20 minutes later, and Wang Miao was taken home to rest. 1:10. A fishbone got stuck in Jia Ming's throat during lunch. He was taken to hospital immediately where he had an x-ray. The x-ray showed that the bone was in a dangerous position and it was important to remove it quickly. After the bone was removed, he was allowed to go home. 3:55. Han Xue hurt herself during PE class. It looked serious, so an ambulance was called and she was taken to hospital. Fortunately, the x-ray showed that her arm was not broken. The doctor put a bandage on her arm, and she was given some medicine for the pain. She was also told not to do PE for 6 weeks.
3B. Answer these questions. What did the nurse give to Xiegang? What happened before Wang Miao's mother was called? What did Jia Ming do after the fishbone was removed? What treatment did Hang Xue get just before a bandage was put on her arm?
3C. Write about an accident that has happened to you. Say how it happened and the treatment you received. Use the words in the box to help you. First. Then. Next. After that, before, later.
4. Group work. Share your story from 3C with your group.